Okay, we're here with Valerian Spicer, and you have a major announcement to make as it relates to boxing. What's the news?
Yeah, it's. I've just announced my retirement after 8 years of boxing, 64 amateur bouts, competed in numerous international tournaments, 2 Commonwealth Games, 2 World Championships, 1 Pan American Games, 1 America's Continental Championships. I feel it's time to hang up my gloves. 5 months ago, I gave birth to my son, Hamish. I just feel now it's time to concentrate on him.
The reason to retire has mostly to do with your family?
I'm 38 now, so there's no other major tournaments. Maybe there's maybe one other major tournament I can do, but I can't try for another Olympics. This is my last Commonwealth Games, so it just feels like it's a good time to hang up my gloves.
What would you make of your career? Like you said, you've accomplished so much. What do you make of it?
Yeah, I'm really proud of what I've achieved. I didn't start boxing till I was 30. My whole boxing career really has been on a fast track to try and squeeze in as much as I can. So I think when I look back, all the things that I've achieved, I'll be very proud of it.
What would you say would probably be your most memorable fight? What ranks right up there at the top for you?
I think my most memorable fight was actually the 2014 Commonwealth Games in Glasgow. It was a really big deal. It was my first international competition, my first international bout. I didn't know anything about the international boxing scene. And in my prelim bout, I drew a top 10 ranked boxer in the world, and also an Olympian. And I managed to beat her with a unanimous decision. So for me, that's probably my most memorable boxing memory.
Okay, and you've collected a number of awards, both internationally and locally as well. You've been named as Sportswoman of the Year in Dominica. You know, what did that award mean for you?
So in 2016, I was awarded Sportswoman of the Year in Dominica. I was really over the moon about it. It marked all the hard work and that I've put in over the years. It's been a really long journey, a hard road, but it was fantastic to receive that award and recognition.
At the age of 38, you're saying goodbye. Now, or I should say in ring, you're saying goodbye. Do you probably think that you'll have a lot to contribute outside of the ring for Dominica's boxing?
Yeah, I'd like to think so. I mean, boxing has been my life. I've lived, slept and breathed boxing for the last 8 years. It's been at the forefront of everything. So I can't imagine not having boxing in my life. I'm not sure what capacity I will be involved with boxing, but I'm sure in the backgrounds I will be involved. Maybe I might try and ease into coaching. It's something that's been I've been thinking about for a while.
How hard was it, you know, for you to really walk away, or how hard is it for you to really walk away from boxing?
Time will tell, I suppose. I mean, it feels that it's the right time at the moment. But I think, as with all boxers, they'll always think that they can get back in the ring. I still intend to keep myself fit, but I'm not sure I at the moment want to keep up with the boxing training.
Okay, and in terms of the way that you're exiting, your last bout would go down as a loss. How would you describe that last bout, you know, at the Commonwealth Games?
I gave it my best shot. My own personal opinion is that I didn't think I boxed as well as I could have boxed, and I think I left it too close. I think that was partly due to being out of the ring so long. Obviously, since having a baby 5 months ago, it's been a mammoth task to get myself back to elite fitness. I was nearly there. My fitness was nearly there, but I think what let me down was just the whole ring fitness. You know, my personal take on it, I hadn't spent enough time in the ring. I did what I could with the time that I had, but in reflection, I don't think it was quite enough.
What would be your advice to young ladies coming up, you know, to take up the sport of boxing? Seeing that you were so successful during your career, what would be your advice back home to the young ladies, you know, for boxing?
I would say just please give it a go. It's still a male-dominated sport, but we need more female boxers coming up. Boxing gyms appear to be quite intimidating places, but they're actually not. They're really friendly places. I would say just give it a go. You'll get fitter than you've ever been in your life. It's great training. It's really enjoyable. You can achieve something in boxing.
And Valeriana, anybody that you want to highlight?
I'd just like to say a massive thank you to the Dominica Olympic Committee. It's been a real honour representing Dominica. Also, thanks very much to the Dominica Boxing Association and all the coaches that have been involved in my boxing career, in particular my partner and coach, Laird Kaywood, who's dedicated a lot of his life to my boxing. So thank you very much.